Primetime replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station. Now, looking across the causeway, Malaysia's biggest ruling party, Parti Keadilan Rakyat, is heading into the most crucial week in its 20-year history, as members will likely be forced to pick between President Anwar Ibrahim and his deputy Azmin Ali.
Well, we're joined by Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, a research fellow at the National University of Singapore's Institute of South Asian Studies. Well, Dr. Mustafa, PKR's convention is from today until Sunday, is in Malacca, we know. What is likely to be on the agenda?
Well, thank you for having me. I think the assembly itself is going to do three things. One is to reiterate what the party is about, what it stands for, and you know how it came about. The second is to present their track record for the past year when they won in the 2018 elections. And of course, the third thing is to chart for the future. What exactly can people expect from PKR going forward, at least for the next year? But very importantly, as mentioned in your preamble as well, is that they want to show and demonstrate to their supporters as well as the general Malaysian public that PKR is strong, is united, and it can govern Malaysia effectively.
How chaotic, though, do you expect proceedings to be, Doctor? I understand that an 11th-hour truce was struck last night. How far will it go in ensuring civility between the two camps?
I think emotions will be high as well as deep, but I don't think we will see chaotic scenes. And part of the reason for not possibly seeing that is that the meeting that took place between Anwar Ibrahim and Azmin Ali, I think that meeting was very important. It brought together a sort of a delicate rapprochement between the two influential leaders of PKR, and also to, if you like, come to a truce so that they can focus on more important matters at hand. So I think that delicate rapprochement between Azmin Ali and Anwar Ibrahim, I think, was very important, particularly in the lead-up to the PKR, the National Assembly. Otherwise, you may see chaotic scenes, but I think right now it's going to be more of just high emotions and, you know, just trying to make sure the party is united and, you know, and to demonstrate again to the Malaysian population that they are able to govern Malaysia effectively.
Well, who do you think has more support within PKR? Is it Anwar or is it Azmin?
I think it's quite difficult to tell right now, but I think Anwar is a larger-than-life figure in PKR. So I would imagine he still has quite a bit of support within PKR and possibly more than Azmin. But Azmin has himself quite a bit of support within PKR, so it's important for both leaders to be able to work together for the benefit of PKR, because then, even though there are factions, they have to work together, and it is important that they work together so that the party remains, as mentioned, is the biggest party in Pakatan and in government, and they would have to have their internal politics in order to govern the country effectively.
Now, the party's youth chairman, Mizan Adli Noor, and his deputy, Ramli Ahmad, were removed from their posts last week. Dr. Mustafa, how significant is this in the Anwar and Azmin jostle for power?
They may have been removed from their post, but they may be reinstated. So I think that's not a permanent removal by any means. Just remember, they are very close to Azmin Ali. So I would imagine a meeting that Azmin Ali and Anwar Ibrahim had among themselves, this would have been brought up, and we may well see the two of them being reinstated, and that could bring some normalcy to the relations between the two leaders.
Mm-hmm. Well, will this continued feud between Anwar and Azmin mean Mahathir Mohamad remains in power until the next general election in 2023? I mean, Mr. Azmin has publicly called for Dr. Mahathir to stay on for the full term. But that will also defy a promised handover of Pakatan Harapan to Mr. Anwar.
But it's not just Azmin Ali. I think there are other leaders within Pakatan who also want Mahathir to complete the full term. So I think he's not the only one. But I think what's happening right now is really who's going to take over from Mahathir and the timetable by which to do so. Because there is this uncertainty that's prevalent in Pakatan, and that's not good for running the government as well as engendering a sort of confusion among the Malaysian population. So I think right now there's discussion going on within Pakatan between Bersatu and PKR. and also within PKR itself. So I think perhaps we may see a little bit more clarity after the National Assembly, the PKR's National Assembly. But I think right now, I think it's fair to say Mahathir is going to be the Prime Minister for a while. Until he himself comes out and unequivocally say, I'm handing over to so-and-so, then perhaps we can say for certain that who the next 8th Prime Minister of Malaysia is.
Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin is Research Fellow at the National University of Singapore's Institute for Southeast Asian Studies. Meanwhile, UMNO, now Malaysia's biggest opposition party, raised the curtain on its annual assembly yesterday. The four-day event was launched with a simultaneous opening of the Women, Youth and Puteri Wings by Deputy President Mohamed Hassan. The main assembly will be opened tomorrow by Party President Ahmad Zahid Hamidi. Now, what's the purpose of this main assembly, Dr. Mustafa?
I think this assembly also comes at a critical point because the rapprochement as well, if you like, between UMNO and PAS was crucial in Barisan Nasional and the Chinese candidate winning the Tanjung Pahang by-election. So they're riding high from that. So I think this assembly comes at the back of that. So a few things that the assembly we may expect. I think number one, again, to show the Malaysian public, particularly those who support Barisan Nasional, in particular, UMNO, that UMNO has been able to turn the tide and that it's a reversal in fortunes. And they are going to show that they have a plan forward, a strategy by which to provide a viable alternative. Or rather, come the next election, they'll be in a position to wrestle power from Pakatan. But for them to do so, they need a considerable number of Malay votes. And I think that's why the rapprochement with PAS is incredibly important. So we will see in the assembly itself how UMNO is going to go forward, and particularly its relationship with PAS and the Muwafaqat Nasional, which they have been able to strike, what that means and whether that would be running parallel to Barisan Nasional or would replace Barisan Nasional. So again, it's about demonstrating to the Malaysian population that UMNO is back and that this is what UMNO is going to do in the next 1 year or so.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, UMNO has also invited the president of Parti Islam Semalaysia, yeah, Abdul Hadi Awang, to sit on stage at the opening of its annual assembly. What's the significance of this?
It's incredibly significant. Just remember, this UMNO-PAS cooperation pact, it is a pact among equals. That's what PAS expects from UMNO and that's what UMNO expects from PAS. So that's the reason they call it a muafakat, a sort of consensus, a pact between the two parties. And I think to put him on stage, possibly during the assembly, is really to show that, we are very, that UMNO is serious about having this pact with PAS, and that it's supposed to be durable, because only if it's durable, then it can be sustainable, and it's important to be sustainable, particularly in the lead up to the next election. So this pact has to continue, has to be durable enough to last. And if it lasts, then, of course, we will see sort of a new configuration in the opposition camp competing with Pakatan in the next election.
Dr. Mustafa, let's talk about that Muafakat Nasional in September that UMNO and PAS formed, that formal cooperation pact. What platforms is it running on, and how are they a remedy for the PK's weaknesses?
I think right now we don't know much details about what that would entail. But what we do know, it's meant to bring UMNO and PAS together to forge some sort of cooperation pact. And again, as I mentioned, a pact among equals or between equals. So that's what I think right now it is being framed as. But also I think importantly what Muafakat Nasional could be about is either one, it could be a pact that's run parallel to Barisan Nasional, or it would replace Barisan Nasional. But these are things that would have to be discussed in great depth because it also would depend on the other component parties in Barisan Nasional, namely the Malaysian Chinese Association, MCA, and the Malaysian Indian Congress, or MIC. We also have to remember that for UMNO or Barisan Nasional, the support from the parties in Eastern Malaysia, Sabah and Sarawak, are also very important. And how do they regain the support from those parties is also going to be crucial. So they will need to navigate and try and balance all of these different factors before they can come out with whether they are going to go forward with a Muafakat Nasional or Barisan Nasional or have a combination of both so that they are united enough and strong enough to compete with Pakatan in the next election.
And former Malaysia Prime Minister and UMNO President Najib Razak, of course, is tainted by the 1MDB scandal. And meanwhile, the party's current president, Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, is also on trial for corruption. So why is UMNO still associating itself with these two men who are somewhat kind of like damaging its reputation?
Well, money politics and patronage and affiliated sort of things that are going on, it's nothing new. And it's something that has been going on for a while. We must remember, although Najib Raza and Zahid Hamidi may be embroiled in controversies, but they still are incredibly popular within UMNO. They still have a lot of support within UMNO, and they still see them as bringing benefit to the party, as well as to some extent to Barisan Nasional. So that's why I think they are still there. I think what will happen right now is, what we need to see is what exactly their roles would be going forward. Because I think right now we do know Zahid Hamidi is the party president, but Najib has some advisory role. So I think perhaps, again, from the assembly that might take, the assembly that would take place for UMNO, that perhaps you may see clarity in the roles of Zahid Hamidi and Najib Razak as well. So I think, they still have an incredible amount of support within UMNO, and that's why I think they will remain there and until such time that they realize that, you know, there will be a new breach to take over. But right now, I think they will remain, and that's the leaders of UMNO that would perhaps, and I think, shall I just mention this additional point? I think Najib Razak and Zahid Hamidi are going to be incredibly important as we forge the pact with PAS, because both of them are leaders of certain pedigree within UMNO. And if they are the ones discussing with the PAS leaders, then some kind of durable pact can come about.
Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, Research Fellow at the National University of Singapore Institute of South Asian Studies. Thank you for joining us on the show today, right here on Primetime at Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.